G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 1. I am John Barker. I'm back joining Carl Diorio and Joel Marshall for a massive Group 1 weekend across 3 days. Joel, which meeting are you looking forward to the most?
I think Flemington Sunday, really looking forward to that. Obviously, we're going to have to build a bank and hopefully we can. We've got great action, as you said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, AFL, Rugby League. It's just a really, really big weekend of sport.
Carl, Chris Waller, dominant force. Will he pick up all three Group 1s on Saturday at Randwick?
I think so. He's got a strong hand. He's won the past three Epsom, so he's going for four in that regard. And as my voice just gives way ever so slightly at the start of the podcast, this is really good.
Well, he's lost, his one hand's been taken off the flight trophy with Ome Sword being scratched.
That's right, and obviously he's still got a strong hand there with Suzanne and the other one there, Awoke. So I'm sure it'll be quite competitive over the weekend.
All right, well, we'll fly through the early races because we've got full black type programs at both Royal Randwick Saturday and Flemington Sunday. So without any further ado, let's start with the unraced two-year-olds. Joel, the fillies first in race one at Randwick, the Keeneland Gymcrack Stakes over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, I was keen to have a little bet in this on number three, Grasslands, from the Michael Friedman yard, daughter of Schnitzel. Trialled pretty much under a hold, wasn't knocked about, and thought worked to the line really well. So happy to play her each way to beat five, Jorda. She's trialled impressively, the hardest to beat. Next best, 1 and 4.
Jorda, for me, ahead of Grasslands. Not much between the two of them. I think they'll fight it out. Lucky Louie, number 7, might be the one at odds. I like the way it found the line in its trial. And Madame Moustache in for 4th.
Race 2 at Randwick on Saturday is the Newgate Breeders Plate. It's the males division over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, probably just a watch race for me. I've gone with number 2, Condor Heroes. He blitzed his rivals in his trial. Quite often you see some of those horses that run along and win by big margins go out short and get rolled. So I won't be having a bet, but I couldn't tip against him. So I've got him ahead of 4, Invader, 5, Khan and 1, Bowman.
11, Showtime for me. I thought his trial was quite good, quite professional. I thought he was the best of the two-year-old trials I saw, and just the wide barriers that concern. Ahead of 3, Inquiry, 2, Condor Heroes, and 13, The Mission.
Race 3 at Randwick on Saturday, APN Outdoor, Craven Plate, over 2,000 metres at Group 3 level.
Gone for a little bit of value here, number 2, Spirit Jim. I thought his last 100 metres was pretty decent first up in the George Main. He sweated up badly before the race. He might be a runaway, but at a bit of odds, we'll go 2, Spirit Jim, to beat 1, It's Somewhat, 4, Raw Impulse, and 3, High World.
Yeah, Spirit Jim for me as well. I just thought he got back in that sit sprint, George Main Stakes. He ran the best splits from the 1,000 to the 600, and he sustained it with only Winks and Haraki having a better last 200. Sure, he'll be suited up to the 2,000 metres, and he's got a touch of class. His best French form early in his career would see him smash these. Got him ahead of 1, It's Somewhat, 3, High World, and 4, Raw Impulse.
First of the three-year-old races is race 4 at Randwick on Saturday, the TAB Dulcify Quality, listed event over 1,600.
With number 8, Nemra, there's a maiden, but probably shouldn't be. Stiff not to win last start at Warwick Farm. It was looking like going to win. Shut out of a gap on the turn, nearly fell, and it was a non-event after that. I think he's a promising staying type. I've got him ahead of 3, Octavian Augustus, who was good against older horses first up. 4, Hestelin, and 1, Calabasas.
Yeah, Nemrod for me, similar sentiments there, just totally unlucky, lucky to stay on its feet last start, it must be said. A very rough affair on the home turn. Got ahead of 2, Earth, 3, Octavian Augustus, and 6, Bring Me the Blink.
Race 5 is another three-year-old race. It is the star Roman Consul over 1,200 at Group 2 level.
Yeah, good race, good clash. Just a watch race for me, and probably for many, but a stern of sticking with. He's been so impressive in his two wins, to beat the Golden Slipper winner Capitalist, who had a bit of a freshen since that first up unplaced run. 3, El Divino, blinkers on. He does have a dead heat with a stern on his CV. He might be able to improve, and 5, Guard of Honour for 4th.
A stern had no right to win that Golden Rose. I mean, the excuses were there at the 600 metre mark. The tempo was slow. He was just awkwardly placed from that wide barrier, and he just won so emphatically. He's a very good colt, and he'll take plenty of beating. Got him ahead of Five Guard of Honor, who's a really promising type. Probably not in the Eastern League just yet, but might reach it one day. Third, number two, Capitalist, and fourth, number three, Altavina.
First of the Group 1s at Royal Randwick on Saturday is race 6, the Sydney Airport Flight Stakes. And with the scratching, as mentioned earlier, of Oh My Sword, as well as Quick Feet, there is an odds-on favourite here, and I do believe that someone in this room is getting ready to break Betfair laying this favourite. It's not you, Joel, but what do you think will win?
I'm left with Wallace Stablemate, number 7, Awoke. Just didn't really seem to get through the heavy first up. Improved nicely, I thought. Wasn't far from the winner on the firmer ground, second up, out to a mile, so she'll get better even over further, I think. But I think she'll run really well to beat number 1, Yankee Rose, 3, Skylight Glow, and 5, Suzanne.
Yeah, Suzanne, for me, I thought was going to win the T Rose. I've had Foxplay in the pocket, but Foxplay pushed out underneath and just got the job done. Suzanne ended up running 4th, beating the half length from the winner. I think the rise to a mile certainly suits, and even though she ran 4th in that T Rose, she did run the best final last 600, so she did sustain her wide run from before the home turn. Got her ahead of number 7, Awoke, who's the stablemate, unplaced the past 2 runs, but had excuses in both those efforts. Finished on their heels last time. 3rd, number 6, Global Glamour. Always got to respect those Waterhouse runners, even though you're not quite sure if they can run the trip. And for 4th, I have put in Yankee Rose. I just think the odds on is a massive, massive risk, and I'd be willing at around about $3 or $4, even in the small field, to be backing her.
The big one is race 7 at Randwick on Saturday, the $1 million TAB Epsom Handicap over 1600. Joel, you think Chris Waller can make it 4 in a row?
Yeah, I think he can. He's got 4 chances. I'm with McIntosh. Good win first up in the Theo Marks. He trialled well. There was good late support for him. It was a really good effort. Out to the mile, second up, just ideal. Down to 52 kilos. He can make use of a good draw. I think he'll be very hard to beat. And I think he's crazy odds, double figures. I think he can still get to beat 4, Happy Clapper. His past 2 third up runs have been a Villiers win and a Doncaster second to Winks. Number 10, Heavens Above, is going really well this time in. Just no joy last week off the slow run race, but her last 100 was good. And 2, Hauraki, hard to beat as well. But keen on 8.
Yeah, same. Can't believe the price. Keen on 8 as well. Love the Theo Marks run. Was backed in that race. Was given a lovely ride. I think that race is going to be a strong form reference. Counter Attack, Southern Legend. There's plenty of good strong form in that race. Six wins from 9 starts and only carries 2 kilos off the minimum. He gets in really well. I think he's the one to beat from 1. Palantino has got a sharp turn of foot. Hauraki, number 2, who pushed all the Winks all the way last time in the George Main. And then for 4th, number 3, La Ramone. Incredible strike rate, incredible sort of honesty, but you always look beyond him. He wouldn't surprise if he can win with H. Bowman and 55.5.
Last of the Group 1s at Randwick on Saturday is race 8, McGrath Estate Agents Metropolitan over 2,400 metres.
And while I have 6 of the 13 here, tipping in to fill 3 of the 4 spots, I'm going with the up-and-comer Antonio Giuseppe. It's a bit of a steep rise in class, and he's well found in the market, but looked in need of a gear change before that last run. They put the winkers on him, he travelled so well, was never going to lose. Drops down to 51 kilos. Glenn Boss, proven big race jockey. Going to put him on top. I certainly think Who Shot the Barman's way over the odds at double figures. Showed last start that he was getting close to his best form. He's the class stayer. 5, Sir John Hawkwood's Very Honest, and 7, Sacred Master comes through the Newcastle Cup. 12-1-5-7.
Who Shot the Barman for me? Yeah, massive odds. He's been backed a little bit in pre-post markets, 11s into 8s I've seen, and he's the proven performer. He's been placed in some really strong Group 1s, and he's won at weight for age. His most recent win came at the Sandown Classic, a Group 2 race, and look, I just think he's the one to beat here. Ahead of 7, Sacred Master, the stablemate. Number 11, DIC, down in the weights. Both runs this campaign have been pleasing. I'm sure he'll roll forward and take plenty of beating. And then for 4th, I've put in number 4, Magic Hurricane, who won this race last year.
All right, that takes care of a huge meeting at Royal Randwick.
The Premier. Premier Stakes, race 9.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. No wonder you were glaring at me while I threw my...
I'm giving English another chance. She was disappointing, costly, as a very, very heavily backed favourite first up. Better than that, going to get a better price, just going to give her another chance. To beat 12, Southern Legend, who comes through that Theo Marks. One under the Louvre if they go here is also in Flemington on Sunday, and four takedown, next best.
Some legend for me, just the wide barrier is the worry for mine. I really like the horse, and there's no reason to jump off that Theo Marks run. He was 1,000 to 1,300. His fitness just gave out a wee bit late, and he did get hampered on that home turn. I'm sure that didn't help his prospects either. Got him ahead of 13 English. There was nothing wrong, I didn't think, with the first up run. I think she's a touch overrated, and I think people were expecting a Chautauqua-like performance, and it was probably more realistic. She got back in a slowly run race, and she found the line nicely. I think she's the one to beat on the weekend. Kaepernick for third, and takedown in for fourth should get a soft run just off the speed. 12, 13, 11 and 4.
Okay, well, that does wrap up Royal Randwick, except for our best and value bets. Carl?
Best bet is
who shot the barman?
Barman in the cup, not in the cup. It's in the
Metrop,
and Sudden Legend is the value in the last.
Are you sure? McIntosh is your value.
They're all great value.
McIntosh is my best, and Grasslands and the Gym Crack is my value.
All righty. Well, I wonder if punters are in for the sort of bonanza that they had on Epsom Day last year when 8 of the 9 favourites won, and the only one that got rolled was $3.40, got rolled by the $3.62nd favourite. Pretty unlikely that's going to happen again. This only other black type in Australia on Saturday is in Perth, although, Joel, you'll be getting to a Group 1 in New Zealand as well. We'll just tidy up the rest of Saturday with our best and value bets for the other metro venues, and we'll start at Caulfield, Joel.
My best is Nozomi, race 6, number 2, on the back up from last week. I thought he ran quite well. He was 1,400 to 1,700 second up, just ground away. I think drop back in class, 1,800, can see him improve enough to win. My value is Sylphide, race 7, number 3. Leote will come out of that market, so her odds will change. I wouldn't be backing her just yet. Leote due to run Thursday afternoon, but Sylphide, nice promising filly, should have won a stakes race last prep. She's trialled well, and a bit of a roughie, race 2, number 11, Aurelius Hero, down in weight, had no luck last Friday night.
Great racing, great open racing. If you can pick one winner, you'll definitely finish ahead, I reckon, at Caulfield on Saturday. Best bet, race 5, number 3, all about rhythm. First up from a spell, does perform well fresh, draws a nice barrier, should be prominent. And the recent trial was actually quite eye-catching, so I've got her as the best bet. The danger there is Jackie's Joy and Magna Rossa. And the value bet comes up later in the day. Cool chap. Jeez, I'm surprised about the price in the best bets here. Race 8, number 6. Draws a wide barrier, but the recent jump-outs have been excellent. And as I said earlier, he's a St. Ledger winner. And I think people might have him pegged as a horse that needs a lot further, but I think he can show up first up over the shorter route.
My best, race 3, number 3, Black Vanquish, and my value bet, race 5, number 6, Jackie's Joy, but $5.50 equal second favourite, not paying quite as much as I was expecting. Carl, talk us through your best and value bets at Morfordville Parks on Saturday.
I will, and the best comes up in the last at Tasey Lane, a nice, honest performer of late, has been placed the past two. The most recent was a third behind Tidy Profit and Miss Julia, both noted wet trackers. And her effort to run third wasn't all that bad. She's again has the services of Baron Boyd, who claims 3 kilos. I'm expecting Hazy Lane to be ultra competitive again. And value bet, race 6, number 5, Dr. Dapper. Shocked about the price offered for Dr. Dapper. He's the outsider of the field at $41. He thrives at Morfordville Parks. He's had 8 starts there for 3 wins and 2 seconds. He's got an excellent second up record. Claire Lindop seems to have a great affinity with the horse, and didn't think his first up run was all that bad. He just looked in need of the run, and I think he can be a massive improver on Saturday.
Just waging war for me, race 4, number 5. Showed a bit of promise in his first prep, this son of Rebel Raider. 1,300 first up looks ideal for him.
All right, Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing, and Joel, your best is paying $13, jumping from barrier 14 and coming off a 7th and an 8th, but you think the firm track is the key?
Yeah, it is the key, and the weather is shaping up pretty nicely, so, and getting away from Eagle Farm where the track is has been soft forever since its opening. But C-Red, yeah, back marker, always needs a little bit of luck, but actually has a pretty decent record at Doomben. The first up run was a cracker, finishing strongly, and then last couple on the wet. I think she can be a big improver. And my value is Sharp Speedo. Race 5, number 14, has been hitting the line hard. Last couple of runs, got no weight after the claim, and out to the mile, certainly looks a help.
All right, Birthday Stakes is the feature at Belmont on Saturday. I think we just about come to the end of Belmont, have we not? Listed event over 1,200 metres, Joel.
Yeah, number 10, Scales of Justice, I think can continue to take the next step. He resumes, he's trialled well. Paul Harvey to ride, got him hard to beat from one Light in My Veins, two Wink and a Nod, and three Great Shot. Four Ideal Image is also a chance in that race. So my best for the card is race 3, number 4, Royal Missile. Got the cash first up, won really nicely. Won't be such a big price this time, but has a bit of a future, this filly. And value is race 2, number 9, The Grand Illusion. Debuted in one of these Saturday maidens a fortnight, 3 weeks back, sorry, and ran a good race for fourth. We'll be a lot wiser for that and can get into the frame on Saturday.
Earlier in the day in New Zealand, the Hawke's Bay Triple Crown reaches its culmination with race 8 at Hastings, the Livermore Classic, Group 1 over the Cox Plate, distance of 20-40 metres, and with the winner of the first two legs enjoying a brief spell in the paddock ahead of a WA assault, as Tony Kneebone has written about in this week's Winning Post. You've gone with a rising star, Joel, to make it also on a hat-trick.
Yeah, number 9, Humidor. Needs to take a big step up here. Showed plenty of promise as a 3-year-old. He ran in the Derby, I think it was only fourth or fifth start. He then came out of that and won the Manawatu Classic. They spelled him. He's come back in ripping order. He's had to win his last couple of runs in a restricted grade to get into this race. He's got in, and now he's into favourite. So, look, he's short enough, but I'm sticking with him. I think it'll be very hard to beat. I've got him ahead of 11 Razalilla, 15 Mime, and 4 Willy Cazals. He's my best, Humidor. Value is probably going to be favourite, but I think they've gone up 480 in New Zealand early markets, which I think is a value. Let her rip, race 1, number 10. Very talented mare. We've seen her in Australia. She won her only two first up runs in New Zealand, one of them beating Extravagant. She should have won first up at Caulfield last time in. Horribly unlucky. She'll be very, very hard to beat fresh on Saturday. And Riccarton, my best bet is in the two-year-old race, first starter, but this bloke's trial was awesome. Race 3, number 1, Sensei, Australian bred colt from the Pitman Yard. I think he'll be winning. And my value is Ruby Rowe in the last, race 9, number 15. Talented sort, has trialled well leading into her return.
Okay, well, it takes care of a big Saturday of racing. On AFL Grand Final Day, we'll now slip back to Grand Final Eve in the Valley, where we have the Group 1 Moya Stakes, along with three other group races. And the first of those, Joel, is Race 3, the Sporting Globe after the last JRA Cup, over the Cox Plate 20-40 metres at Group 3 level.
With number 6, Observational, good first up run at the Valley, then went to Caulfield for the Naturalism, just got way too far back. I thought his last 100 metres was pretty good. He'll be a bit fitter for that, and I think he'll be tough to beat. From One Real Love, who was good first up in the Darto, comes through the Naturalism as well. 7 Tom Melbourne and 5 Arab Dawn can improve.
Same first four for me, just a bit of a different order. Observational on top for the reasons you said. I think he was an eye catcher in behind them in the Naturalism. Ahead of Arab Dawn, had a bit of time between runs, but he flies second up, and I definitely know he's primed for this weekend. For third, number 1, Real Love, Darren Weir. He's got an excellent record over 2,000 metres in races in Victoria, 2,000 metres or further. He's trained 3 times the amount of any other trainer in Victoria, so you always got to respect his runners over the distance trip. And Tom Melbourne in for 4th.
I am respecting the Deweer runner and putting it on top. 1 Real Love to beat 6 Observational. At any odds, 10 Go Dreaming and 7 Tom Melbourne. Race 5 is the second of the group races at Moonee Valley. It is the Strathmore Community Bank Stud Stakes, 1600 for 3-year-olds at Group 2 level, Joel.
I'm with number 8, Ka-Ching. Very promising colt by So You Think. He had about 5 weeks off after his maiden win, which was an impressive effort. He then went to Caulfield, got a long way back. Last over the mile, came wide, was running on strongly, looked like he was going to win, and then just wanted to lay in and probably peaked on his run. He'll strip a lot fitter, blinkers go on just to switch him on. He'll get back as long as he settles. I think he'll come swooping home and be very hard to hold out. From 2, Teixeira, who just overraced a little bit early, went second at Flemington. Blinkers off, winkers on, hopefully he settles a bit better. 6, Inference has done nothing wrong beating older horses. He's looked quite impressive, in fact, in both wins this time in. And 5, the Kiwi Manhattan Street, is building a pretty good record.
Inference for me, number 6, really liked his 2 wins this campaign against older opposition. He was the only 2-year-old by So You Think to actually win in Australia last season, and he's just gone on with the job since. He looks a pretty handy type. I think he's got a sharp turn of foot. I expect him to race prominently, maybe 1-1, 1-out-2 back, and be hard to beat from that position. The main danger, and I think the only horse that can beat him, is Haydock, number 3, has been given time between runs, but geez, win at Mooney Valley last start was impressive. The tempo was against, he covered ground, and he sustained a strong effort to the line. Third, number 7, Mandalay Bay, a bit underrated, coming out of a lesser win last time, but I think is up to the grade. And for 4th, number 1, Detective, who had every chance, but got the job done last time.
Inference for me too, number 6 to beat 3 Haydock, 8 Kaching, and 5 Manhattan Street. Race 6 at the Valley on Friday night is the Zoustar Stocks Stakes for the mares over that 1600 metre course at Group 2 level, Joel.
Yeah, a bit torn here. I love Don't Doubt Mama. She's been a good mare to follow, and hard to tip against her. I'm just going to go for one at a bit of odds. Number 4, Iggy McCool, I thought could run well. She won the Winter Championship, was given a bit of a break, just held up horribly and untested behind Voodoo Lad when resuming, and then just got too far back at Caulfield the other day behind He's Our Rocky. Barrier 2 will get a soft run, and miles her best trip. So I'm going to go with her just ahead of Don't Doubt Mama, who's going super. She'll be hard to beat. 1 Rising Romance comes back to Mare's Company, and 2 Miss Rose DeLargo in for 4.
Yeah, Don't Doubt Mama for me. I think she's going to be awfully hard to beat. Some may query her at the 1600, but I think that's going to be offset by the run that she's going to get in from Barrier 5, and she does meet a few of these better at the weights off that last start Let's Alike win. So I got her on top from 3 Jessie Bell, who did a good job after almost falling shortly after the start in that Let's Alike. 3rd and 1 Rising Romance, just hasn't really run 2nd in 4 Group 1s, but doesn't really win in Australia. And 4th number 2 Miss Rose DeLargo, who should lead and give good sight.
Similar for me, 10 Don't Doubt Mama to beat 1 Rising Romance, 3 Jessie Bell, 2 Miss Rose DeLargo. The big one is race 7 at the Valley on Friday night, and that is the Charter Keck Kramer Moya Stakes over 1,000 metres, Group 1, $500,000. Sees Chautauqua take on the 3-time defending champ Buffering, and there's several other good sprinters in there as well, Joel.
Yeah, good race. Chautauqua for me picks himself, really, going to be very, very hard to beat. Lucky Hustler, he'll be my little bet in the race, just a little sneaky on him. He'll get a soft run and he'll dash late. He's got a good record at the Valley and hasn't had a lot of luck. He probably should have won another couple of Group 1s over further, admittedly, but he's run into some bad luck in his career. But he'll be charging late. 1 Buffering reports that he's going just as well as ever, so he's going to be up on the pace and running well again. And 9 Extreme Choice, the 3-year-old, has a bit of a tough task, but in for 4th.
Well, there's always one. I mean, we haven't had unanimity across the winning post panel since the top 8, the 8 panellists have been done. Tony Rickards is the only person who put Buffering ahead of Chautauqua. But, yeah, Chautauqua for me, it's going to be awfully hard to beat. He'll get back. He'll look in trouble at the 500, but he'll probably have the race won a couple of hundred metres later. Got him ahead of Buffering. Ball and Muscle for 3rd. Can expect it to be up on speed and stick on. And 4th and 7, Headley. The other one worth mentioning is Chloe in Paris, who should get a soft run through the field and may stick on for a top 3 or 4 finish.
Yeah, I'm glad that Chautauqua is odds against anyway. I mean, I think 240 is short enough. Well, he's obviously an absolute superstar, but he's not exactly bomb-proof, is he, the way he races? So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get knocked off, but I've got him on top as well, too. Chautauqua to beat 9 Extreme Choice, 1 Buffering, 7 Heatherly. My best at Mooney Valley, the Valley, I should say, is race 5, number 6 Inference. And my value bet is in the last, race 8, number 3, He's a Ripper. Joel?
I went Kaching, my best, race 5, and Iggy McCool, my value, race 6.
Yeah, best Inference, race 5, number 6, and the value, race 8, number 16, Mirth the Flirt.
All right, where do we go from there? We go to Sunday, and the big it just feels like the marathon. You're just turning into Yes, they turn you around through the Domain, and you think, oh God, I got that far to go as well. Still, Flemington, we've got 9 races to get through, all black type. First of them, unraced 2-year-olds. Darts at the ready, Maribyrnong Trial Stakes, Joel.
Yeah, not overly confident, but I've gone 1 American Genius. I don't think he's been overly pushed out in his 2 trials. 1, I think, at Tatura and 1 at Cranbourne. I think he can run well from 5 Double Jeopardy. He was hitting the line nicely in a jump out. 13 Matanati, who wasn't ridden out and showed a bit of pace in her jump out. And in for 4th, number 9, Redcore, who's trialled okay at Cranbourne. 1, 5, 13, 9.
That was the responsible gambling week around about June. I reckon maybe it should be moved to the first week of October. Double Jeopardy on top for me. The jump out was quite good. It bombed the start, but recovered well and showed a nice turn of foot late. Well bred as well. So I've got it on top from 13 Modernity, 7 Inquiry and 3 Corrigan.
4 Domination to beat 14 Perhaps, 3 Cora Glen and 5 Double Jeopardy. Race 2 for 3-year-olds over 1400 metres at Flemington on Saturday is the Poseidon Stakes, a listed event.
13 Outback Rain nearly got us a great windfall first up at the 60s. She was very brave second. There was a few unlucky runners behind her, probably flattered the performance somewhat, but got a nice opinion of her. I think she can run well again. I've got her to beat 5 Style Man, who comes off a dominant maiden win first up. 1 Trenchant, I think can run well, in for 3rd. And next best was Zumbikar, number 12.
Yeah, Inside Agent for me, number 10. You always got to be wary about those horses that really run well on debut if they can butter up and perform nicely at their second start. But gee, that was a really good effort. He got kicked in the barriers and he just bungled the start a little and got back and he flew home for a nice effort. Got him ahead of 5 Style Man, an easy winner last time. Number 1 Trenchant in for 3rd. He's a winner over this track and distance, so I think he's much better than the last start effort suggests. And 12 Zimbabwe should go forward and take some catching.
10 Inside Agent for me to beat 12 Zumbaka, 1 Trenchant and 13 Outback Rain. Race 3 UCI Stakes, also for 3-year-olds, this one over 1800, and it's a listed race, Joel.
Sticking with number 9, Captain Duffy, who's just been a bit keen in the run in both of his starts, but he's shown enough. I'm just hopefully he can settle, get a good run from a good draw, and I'll have something each way on number 9, Captain Duffy, from 1 Throstle, who's been really good at both runs back from a spell. 7 The Kiwi High Lad, very highly rated, has done everything right in New Zealand. Bad draw, but he'll run well. And 6 Rocketeer, good effort at Caulfield last start.
Odeon for me, number 8, he was slaughtered last time from the wide barrier and he's drawn barrier 20 here on the weekend. If he just gets a soft run in transit, I'm sure he'll run 1800 metres out quite strongly. He just needs to be working at the right end of the race. To beat number 1 Throstle, he's the main danger. His effort last time was very good. Third, number 13, Beach Life, has that good form line through inference, has always had a few raps about him, and I thought his last start win was quite authoritative. And fourth, number 7, High Lad, who will be better over further.
All right, well, obviously we're all assuming that inference is going to run on Friday night, but I have got inference on top, number 3, to beat 6 Rocketeer, 1 Throstle and 7 High Lad. Race 4, Gilgai Stakes, Group 2, 1200, won by Chautauqua last year, Joel.
Number 1 under the Louvre, if they decide to run here, I think it will be very, very hard to hold out. He's going well and much better placed, very well placed at this weight scale. Got him to beat 4 Fartanar, who was heavily backed and very impressive first up down the straight. 2 the quarterback will be charging late. As will number 7, we've got this.
Under the Louvre for me, just meets Fadner 6 kilos better, and that should swing in under the Louvre's favour. I mean, Fadner will go forward, he'll run along, but under the Louvre, his finishing effort in finishing 4th in the Gilgai was quite nice, and I think that weight pull should bring Fadner back to the field. But I've got Fadner in for 2nd, the quarterback in for 3rd, look for him to be flashing late, along with We've Got This, 1, 4, 2 and 7.
I'm with the quarterback 2 to beat 1 under the Louvre, 7 We've Got This, 9 Saint Valorum, obviously needs to run a career best, but is on the up. Race 5 is the Bart Cummings over 2,500 metres at Group 3 level, Joel.
I've gone for number 8, Aloft. Saw enough from him at his local debut at Moonee Valley to suggest he could win something of this ilk. Damien Oliver sticks with Almandin. Maybe he's had the choice. I mean, Almandin, of course, won last week, but I'm going aloft. Kieran McAvoy to ride. He's riding in great form, so I've got him ahead of number one, Al Moonquith, to Flemington, 2,500. He's ready to put his best foot forward. Three, Almandin, and six, Swakadelic.
Yeah, very similar. Aloft on top for me. Got back and ran home against the tempo at Moonee Valley. Really nice run. Further will suit. Time for Al Moonquith to show something. I think he will out to 2,500 metres on a big track. Third number three, Almandin, good winner last weekend. And for fourth number nine, Luke's really good win over the 2,500 here last start. That was in a fast run race and he really stayed out the trip.
And I'll make it unanimous for eight, Aloft, to beat two, Excess Knowledge, three, Almandin, and nine, Lux. Race six, TAB Edward Manifold Stakes for the three-year-old fillies over 1,600 metres at Group 2 level, Joel.
I've gone three serenely discreet, had no luck whatsoever at Caulfield. Just a tragedy to watch. It was a bit of a messy race, but she didn't need a little bit of luck from that gate. But she's a pretty talented filly, and with a bit of luck, I think she can be hard to beat. From five, Eleonora, the Kiwi, was very strong late, winning her maiden on the synthetic. Four, Smart As You Think, I thought was pretty decent. Got going before the turn, and I thought battled on well in Adelaide last start. And two, Exocet, who won Serenely Discreet's race at Caulfield, did win in a pretty good style.
Eleonora on top for me. Had that good Kiwi form and then came over here and got the maiden win out of the way in Geelong. Should have, Bowl Reports has come on from that run and I'm got no doubt will be suited by this trip. So got that on top from 16 Vainglorious and 3 Serenely Discreet. Those two horses should have finished much, much closer and you could perhaps argue have beaten number 2 Exocet, who have got in for 4.
5 Eleonora to beat 2 Exocet, 3 Serenely Discreet, 4 Smart As You Think. Race 7 is the big one. It is the Yellow Glen Turnbull Stakes, worth half a million, a Group 1 at weights and penalties over 2,000 metres.
Yeah, really good race. I've gone Hartnell. He's short, but he just looks to be right in the zone at the moment. I think he's clearly the one to beat. Expecting big runs, however, from the United States. Maybe one run away, but he'll run well. 6 hour Ivanhoe as he looks to get his Caulfield Cup prep. Back on track. It was a really good fresh run. Of course, he missed last week, but this race probably sets up pretty well for him anyway. And 2 Tarzino, looking for a bit more improvement from him.
United States for me, great first up run in the Fian. I think he'll improve off that. The bigger space is out to 2,000 will suit. Hartnell's flying, obviously. He'll appreciate the any given the ground. Likewise, our Ivanhoe, good first up run the other day at Caulfield. And Sophia Rosa, I'm expecting improvement from her. Her run wasn't all that bad last start. Out to 2,000 metres third up, it's about time she does something.
5, the United States for me to beat 4, Hartnell, 9, Jamaica, 6, our Ivanhoe. Race 8. For the mares, over 1,400 metres is the Blazer Stakes at Group 2 level.
3, Iggy McCool, for similar reasons that I outlined earlier, but I think they'll run at Moonee Valley, which will leave me with 9, Metaphorical, who I thought was good first up. Hitting the line nicely, might want a shade further, but she'll get a lovely run. Should be hard to beat from 18 Euro Angel if it gets in the race. Talented sort, has trialled well. 10 Manageress, and if Iggy McCool is out, I'll need a new fourth, and that will be number 12, French Emotion.
Metaphorical on top for me. Just a really great run last time. Got shuffled back and held up and burst late for a close-up fourth or fifth last time.
Yeah, fifth.
So I've got it on top from Tilopia, who finished behind Metaphorical and had a better run in transit in that Letzel Open, then came out and was very competitive in the Rupert Clark last Saturday. So that form line reads well. Third, number 10, Manageress, also comes out of the Letzel Open. For fourth, number 19, Pure Pride, the Emergency. I think she's a good roughie.
Manageress, number 10 on top for me to beat 1, Miss Gunpowder, 9, Metaphorical, 8, Every Faith. And finally, race 9 at Flemington on Sunday, the Paris Lane Handicap, listed event over 1,400 metres.
Number 9, Santa Ana Lane. He was my best bet at Caulfield. He ran well. I'm going to give him another chance here. He was really good. Just had to sort of wait for the winner to get going, the winner Keen Array. But he was really strong through the line. I think 1,400 is just perfect for him now. Very hard to beat. From 4, Federal, 11, Ullman, and 14, the Virginian might be an improver.
Yesterday's songs for me, just think that represents a bit of value. ran well first up with the bar plates on. If there is a concern with yesterday's songs, it's the fact that he does feel firm ground, and maybe by the stage of the last race at Flemington, track might dry out a bit and he might not be able to show his best and stretch out. But if he gets conditions to suit, I think he's well and truly over the odds at $17. Out of 11, Orman the favourite, he's the one to beat. Great consistent record. Third number 9, Santa Ana Lane, just a query for mine at the strong 1400. I just remember the South Pacific Classic in Sydney as a 3-year-old and thought I had every chance that day, and I just got niggling down about 1400 with it. And fourth number 7, Tashby.
Orman for me, number 11 to beat 9, Santa Ana Lane, 4, Federal and 7, Tashby. Orman was my best at Flemington, and my value bet was race 2, number 10, Inside Agent. Joel?
Best Santa Ana Lane, value Iggy McCool if she runs. If she doesn't, my value will be Captain Duffy.
Best metaphorical, race 8, and race 9, number 8. Yesterday's songs is the value.
All right, and finally, tips for the two grand finals. I'll go first and say Swans and Storm.
Bulldog Storm.
Ditto to you, Bark. Storm and Swans.
Okay, and that leads us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Just $5. Got all the three Group One programs and our usual other coverage of Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well as your feels for Monday and all your favourite features. I may as well go with the very last race of this massive weekend, Flemington Race 9, number 11, Orman. Joel?
Well, I'm going the opposite way of thinking. We're going to need a bank for all this. Race 1, Hastings, Saturday at 9.33 Eastern Standard Time. Just wake up, put your cornies in your bowl, back let her rip, and you'll be in for a huge weekend.
Do the TABs open that early?
You can get a bet on somewhere.
Metaphorical for me, race 8, number 9 on the Sunday meeting at Flemington.
Okay, have a great grand final weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.